Blog Talk Radio.
Is in the building. Got a great show for y'all. Stay tuned for the interview.
Nigga, my dog, heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga, yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a feast. How to see niggas not put they man on? How to see bitches put child support on? How to see niggas with lot of money, not even know what they be doing? Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing the alarms while these little niggas snoring. Fendi, new Celine, might do the lawn. His car a citizen, claim it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keep it in motion. I'm with the dogs, yeah. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a fence.
Yeah. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I'd rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new plaques. Yo batch, new weed, good batch. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear him talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, rock sticks, chopsticks. I hear him talking like they hot shit. slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit, you ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga, yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief.
Hey. Hey. Give me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit lifting me up, you the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hit me going, got you going with me, we only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to push up my luck, man, I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gonna be if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
Trying to keep us together, keep us forever. Yeah, that's my man, Sean Gray. I will have to start doing the thing. But people, you already know how it goes. First and foremost, I'm your boy, Dre Saw. And I got my right-hand man, Dez. What's up, Dez?
What's up with you, man? What's good?
And without the other man, my homie, my brother from another mother, Howard, what's going on there, bro?
Yes, sir. What's happening with you? What's going on?
Man, how are everybody doing tonight, man?
We doing good, man.
Yeah, another day, another dollar, man.
You know how it goes.
That's how it goes, man. The first day, I always tell people, the first day is Monday. That first Monday, how your Monday end up being is how your week gonna end up being. You know?
Yeah. That's why so I try to have good news.
Right, definitely, bro. So how's your weekend, Howard?
Man, my weekend was cool, man. It was cool, laid back, chill. You know, got my mind ready for work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying my days off now. You know how that is.
Yeah. Back to your grind this week, you know?
Yeah.
The holidays is over, man. Holidays is over.
Yep.
So what about you, guys?
Man, my day doing good, man. Just spending time with my nephew while he watches cartoons and stuff.
That's what's up. Okay. What you do this weekend?
You said what?
What you do this weekend? How's the weekend?
She watch hella movies for real. was watching heck of Resident Evil.
Got his movie on.
That's what's up. Well, I ain't do too much, man. You know, same old thing, grinding. Every day I grind. I had a good weekend, though. It was peaceful. You know?
That's good, man. I'm glad to hear it.
But, man, you got a great show tonight, man. A great show tonight. We got Mindset, recording artist out of New York coming through tonight. She's fire, man. So she should be here at 9:15, 9:20. Oh, you gotta have to do one more song and come back.
We got a little snippet of her music, man. I gotta tell you, she cooking. She in the kitchen cooking.
For real.
Oh, New York. It's some fresh
blood. Yeah, definitely got some potential.
Right. So, all right, people, y'all know you go walk in, sit back. If you drink, get your drink. If you smoke, get your smoke.
Get your
whatever
smoke.
You do,
yes, sir.
Y'all need it. Whatever you do, just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. For what they saying, it's up and it's staying. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chairs. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but it's snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Dior. Cause she want the finer thing. Fly Miami to LAX. Smoke with 2 time, they know I'm next. Freshman cover, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm reppin' that. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah. Y'all don't really get it. Trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. When the baby wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, you never forget it. Go against me till I'm bet. Overdose of Henny, need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, it's sure to get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, then we got the connect. Keep my foot on their neck. Any, many, many, money more. got your eyes, think gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit him sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, clutch my zoo. For that 1942, you brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You scratch me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Beth.
Damn.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, holes with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
That's in there early to the 30. Walk with me. I think a lot of people should listen to that song and understand that, you know, the streets look cool. But it pays a great price to be in the street. So, I want to take the hell up to another day to empower me. You know what I'm saying? All right, you got people. I got my man Dave, Dad, and I got Rick Howard. We in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, people? This weekend, man, I was watching a fight, man, and a fight broke out at the fight. Did y'all see that?
Oh, man. I ain't even catch it.
Yeah, man. At the Davis fight, Meek Mill got into it with some D.C. niggas. And when the story first came out, I thought it was Meek Mill against Rallo. But it wasn't like that. Rallo was a peacemaker. as a way of saying from the internet is that Rallo trying to save Meek Mill's life a little bit. So them DC niggas, they don't play around. Them DC niggas don't play around at all. So, yeah, that was crazy. That was real crazy.
Well, that's the reason why 1 in 3 worldwide celebrities don't go to a select few places because they know it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. being one of them, Baltimore being another, Chicago being another.
Hey, you know, when niggas be going to fight like that, they're going to struggle the army ice on. And, you know what I mean? It's going to be a struggle area. You know what I'm saying?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay, Meek did have a lot of jury on. Well, I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, that's why they want to go out and show out and be fly. They want to be so fly they can't catch the coronavirus.
You see, the thing about it that they talk about the Meek Mill fight. Like, they been talking about that other fight. Remember, I sent you a video to a group chat. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah. That fight, there ain't no one talking about that one.
that's the thing. The ones that have a lot of things going on and them people don't really be speaking on.
Uh-huh. They beat that boy ass for real,
did they?
Fucking that boy up.
They made him regret. They made him regret he went there.
For real.
They whooped that nigga ass.
That was the worst day of his life. You know that. 2023, a fresh ass whooping at the beginning again.
Hey, man, you have to fight. It's like you hoping to see a fight, not be in a fight. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like, yeah, you know, you better go see that Javante Davis fight. Next thing you know, they in a fight. Oh, God.
They was on pay-per-view.
All right.
If you think about it, Davis really went to watch other people fight.
You really think about it, I had to pay a little extra because they getting a free fight. We can't have that.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody hit the door. Dude got in the door.
There you go.
Yo, yo. Who's that? Okay, he's awesome. All guys drop. Okay.
Oh,
man. Hopefully they'll come back.
Hey, y'all gonna want to tune in, y'all. This broadcast is spicy.
Yeah, it's real, for real.
Spicy.
I was sort of thinking about a slogan I could say while we're on the air that'll get people listening more, you know. Mm-hmm. You ain't entertained until you come to the Humble Entertainment podcast. You're not entertained. The TV is just so boring. It's boring. You gotta come get them good waves, man. Come get stimulate your mind.
Come be hungry.
Exactly. If you wanna know what's going on, you gotta tune in. Y'all got to tune in. Like Martin said, y'all got to tune in.
Okay.
Here it is.
Yeah, it is. What's going on? Who's that? Young B?
Yo, what's going on, Dre?
What's up, man?
What's going on, HB? Dan, what y'all know good, man?
What's happening with you, brother?
Man, how y'all feeling today, man?
Can't complain, man. Can't complain. Stimulating. That's all we doing.
Man, how you been, man?
Oh, man. Like we do every Monday, man. Stimulate the brain. Stimulate the brain, Craig. Man, I think y'all talk about the good news today, man. The good news.
Let me hear it.
How that weather? Mm-hmm. How that weather treating y'all today, man? How that weather treating y'all?
Well, see, we've been in the house for real for most of the day.
Man.
What's the word though, man? What's the good news, man?
Man, you know me, man. Staying out the way, man. You know, I hear y'all chopping it up with the Meek Mill situation.
Sure.
Meek always get into something, man. I always get into something, boy.
Exactly. I don't ever meet you.
It gets to the point to which, how much money do you think it take for the average person to stay out of trouble?
$0, man.
Ain't no price on that.
Like, you just think about it, though. Man. All that kind of money, man, you shouldn't be doing nothing out there, man.
It's all about decision making. You know, he's famous, but at the end of the day, he still got that street in him. Sometimes
yeah,
they don't pay
yeah,
that,
I mean,
to have that mentality,
again,
you know.
Well, you it, like I always say about the dude, like, man, it's street niggas, hood niggas, and, you know, real niggas. Like, you a street nigga till you become a hood nigga, and a hood nigga till you become a real
nigga. Exactly.
Like, how much money do you need to become? I mean, of course, you know, money don't make you real, but at what point in your life as a grown man? He's not a child. We ain't talking about a teenager or a 20-year-old no more. We talking about a grown man.
I'm going to need that $500 million.
$500 million? Man, it'll cost that much to stay out of trouble, man.
Look, I'm going to touch up on what you just said, B-Bro. You're right. Hey, it's a hood niggas and a street niggas. For y'all that don't know the lingo, street niggas is niggas that's in the street. They bout that life, they've been there. Hood niggas is niggas that used to be in the street. They not in the street no more, but they know about the streets. They know what's going down.
Mm-hmm. And then you got the real one. Like, you got to have the OGs in there somewhere. Like, come on, like. The OGs used to be about 35, 38 back in the day. I mean, that's how the game that changed, you know, half of the, you know, the black Americans honestly ain't living to be 25. So if you make it to 25 now, you consider the OG because nobody's making it that age no more. But once you get to that age and you get the cash behind you, when do you honestly start growing up?
When you reflect on the stuff that you've been through and you reflect on what you have and you could lose, that's when you start growing up. That's when
about jail. You would have thought he ain't never been to jail. But now
when you got too much to lose, it's not about I'm gonna slap him if he talk to me crazy. It's about I'm gonna ignore him. Unless he put his hands on me, that's what it becomes.
There you go. But like I said, some of these guys, they look for it, man. They look for it. Like, I can understand the click. I can understand the more, you know, they always say publicity is publicity, no matter if it's good or bad. But once again, man, I'm young. I'm 34 years old, bro. If God let me see it on the 20th, I'll be 24 or 34. But I'm normal, bro. I'm normal. There's no reason having this stuff before we get. Like I said, if it's off about the click, then I can understand it. If it's like if I made it big, I really wouldn't want to be going to jail still. Let's pay these sheriffs to say I went to jail. I ain't got to actually go. Let's just pay to say I went. You know what I mean? But you get, like I said, the clicks, you want the click, but sometimes they ain't getting the clicks. They just being dumb, man. Stupid, retarded. We ain't talking about no hundredaire. We talking about millionaires, man. Millionaires.
Yeah.
I know I'd stop getting in trouble if I had 500,000. It won't be no more trouble.
I start getting in trouble if I had 10,000. I ain't even ready home.
That's what I'm saying. For the average, like, you just try to figure out, like, when is it that time, man? When is it over with, man? When is it over with? And I can't.
It's really over when
you
get that financial freedom. That's when they get in trouble is really over with.
But like I said,
when
even
really
when that, they act like they don't have it, though. Like I said, he complains about doing it. Like, they talking about the judge. Of course, she was doing some old little foul shit anyway. But he was complaining about jail. So jail has always been jail since I've been going. I've been to jail 14 times, bro. It's always looked the same. It's always been the same. It's always smelled the same. But they be complaining about stuff that's been going on for years. Like, you ain't been in jail or something? Young Thug, he was complaining when they first got in there, like, hey, it ain't nothing in here, just four walls and a mat. That's jail. That's jail, man. It ain't going to change for you. It ain't going to change for nobody. It's still jail. So my thing is just, why is he still getting in trouble or getting into any altercations, man? There ain't no reason why you get into anything, man. Nothing. We going to see.
Because he let his instincts take over. He ain't thinking. He just let his instincts take
right.
over.
Until he's sitting back there with that Young Thug face, you know what I mean? Like, right.
Young Thug in there like, what is these rappers doing? They don't want to be in here with 55 like me.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Man, Thug, I'm pretty sure Thug's whole thought process, his whole thought way is all different now. I bet you, if he got out right now, and they dropped all the charges, that nigga wouldn't get no more. That should be enough right there to scare a motherfucker.
It would be no such thing as CSL. He get out. He get out. He gonna drop the whole label.
Man, yeah, he got out. Well, if he got out, I'm just saying, I'd be a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, your kids gonna be 80 when you get out of jail. Man,
let me ask you a question. Since you say that, you're growing up, you all got shit. You get a rap deal, you go back to the street. So, if you do that, how, if you get locked up, you're going to come home and do the same shit again. So, is growing up with nothing couldn't change you? Jail not gonna change you. That's gonna make you even more dangerous.
I say this to execute that right there. It's just, you're a product of your environment, man. You're a product of your environment. So you only act a certain way because you in certain situations. You don't act like you act in jail as you do on the street, because that kind of thing will get you killed in jail. You know what I mean? So it got to be to a point, like, once you get up out of that situation, then your movements should change. You shouldn't be moving the same way you was moving before you was, you know, big, before you was, you know,
that's right.
I couldn't be rich because I'll be busted. I'll be busted every time, every other day. I'll be busted. My girl catch me cheating. They'll catch me on Team Zing smoking some weed. They go, man, I couldn't be famous. But for the ones that are, they got to be taking that into consideration. Like, you know what? These folks watching everything I'm doing. Everything I'm doing. So, like I said, that's just one of the ones. Like I said, you're supposed to change your... You're supposed to change your actions when you're in different situations. There's no reason when you get rich, you're still trying to do some hood stuff. The whole point of doing what you're doing is to get out the hood.
And yeah, but you got to remember when some people try to cut you off. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
When some people are famous, a certain image that they upheld before they even got famous, they feel like they need to keep that image no matter what, because they want everybody to see them that same exact way. They don't want to see the growth. They think people don't want to see the growth.
When you get your bitch, right? No disrespect. When you get your chick, right? The stuff you was doing to get your chick, you don't continue to do that after you get her. You know what I'm saying? It's the same way. You when you first meet your chick, you whine and dine her. You know, you take her to the 5 stars, your limo ride, and then after you get with her, not saying you don't do that stuff still. You just don't do it as much as you were doing it at the front. The whole point of that is to catch what you're trying to catch, and then you can back off of it a little bit. The same with the gang. Once you get what you're trying to get, back off of that image that you're putting out there to get the money or get that deal or whatever. That's cool. But once you get it, back off of it. You know what I mean? You don't got to do it no more. So for those that, like I said, if you a real nigga, you looking for other real niggas. You're not looking for the fake ones. I do music. I don't do music for the fake niggas. I don't do music for the ones that don't like my music. I do music for the ones that's like me. So, you know, if I was to do anything, I'm going to do it for the ones that's like me. So I'm going to make my music. And if you can't accept me after I make it big for me to fall back, then I don't need you as a fan. I don't need you really, you know, support me. You ain't got to support me because you don't support what I support. I support the movement. Right. I support the growing, the developing. I'm all about that. So if you ain't trying to do that, then, you know, you can take your $10 or $5 for the CD or whatever it is nowadays to where you got to take it to, because I don't need that kind of love. I don't like fake love. Either you mess with me or you don't. You know what I mean? So if a nigga like me, I don't mess with, like Young Buck. Young Buck is one, I fuck with Buck. But the stuff with the little tranny incident and all that, if Buck came out at the beginning and said he was gay and still made the music he made, I still would fuck with him regardless of what he was doing. That's his personal life. If you try to judge him on his personal life, his sex life, his church life, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Like I said, be yourself. So the image he portrayed when he first got in the game is the image he's trying to maintain. But even him maintaining that image don't mean he got to go out there and kill or stab a nigga at the Source Awards anymore. Like, man, Buck ain't stabbed a nigga in about 3 years. I'm going to stop messing with him because he ain't stabbed a nigga in 3 years. Like, nah, man. Nah. But you're right in a sense. Like I said, that money make people change, but so many people need to change. Like I said, don't let the money make you. You make the money.
Yep.
Some of these folks just the money be making them niggas, bro. It makes them.
And a lot of people got things mixed up because there's a saying that was going around since I was young. I know y'all heard this. The root of all. They said money is the root of all evil, right?
Right.
Well, it's not really, money is not really the root of all evil. It is the desire for money that's the root of all evil, because when you are pursuing money, grinding, trying to get paper, you make decisions on how you want to earn that money.
But that they just saying the root of it is the fact, that's it, that's the root. You're doing it for the money, so the root of it all, it's for the money. So regardless of how you get into what you're going to do to get it, you're doing it for the money. That's why it's the root. That's the base and the start off of everything. Niggas only die for two things in this world. That's money and pussy, bro. That's it. That's it. I ain't never met a nigga get killed over a football team, a basketball. You believe in it? Like, no, it don't really happen. Like, it's mostly money or pussy. Somebody that either took some money, trying to take some money. It's something about money. It 98% of the time is about money. The other 2% is probably, I put like 95% of it is about money, 4% of it is about women, and that other 1% is about the crazy stuff out there. But if you tell me right now,
I'm about to say that bullshit.
You there, what? What'd you say, bro?
I said, yeah, I was just about to say that the last percent is about bullshit.
Yep, that's it, man. You ain't learning. There ain't too much stuff you can actually kill a person for out here, and it be justified. Like, even money is not justifiable, but that's the reason of it. You know, I can understand somebody taking food out your mouth. You know, it's messing up your house, your income, you know, your livelihood. I can understand that.
But if your own family take food out your mouth, you're not supposed to kill them. I read a story about this little boy that killed his mother over some McDonald's fries.
Oh, yeah, see the little 6-year-old boy that killed the mama over the Xbox or something?
Nah, I was from a McDonald's fries.
That's crazy.
He asked his mother, could she buy him some McDonald's fries, and she said no. So he killed her. He waited till the middle of the night, and he got a knife, and he stabbed her 38 times.
Sheesh. Sheesh. Once again, money. See what I'm saying? Money was the root of it. If he had the money, you wouldn't stab nobody. So, but, yeah, it's crazy. You're right. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. It is crazy. But it's all based behind something like that. Like you said, the other 1% would be that bull or something that nobody wouldn't even expect. They're like, why? Like I said, it's some crazies out there. And those the ones you can't understand. I tell Dre all the time, you gonna go crazy trying to understand a crazy person. You ain't going to never understand it. You'll wreck your brain trying to figure out why they did it. And it's going to make perfectly good sense to them. But it ain't going to make no sense to you, and you're going to be like, man, I'm trying to figure out how can I? It ain't going to make sense, bro. It ain't. People that go out there and shoot these schools and kids and stuff, you ain't going to never say it's okay to do that because you know them. But to try to figure out why a crazy person did it, oh, man, you're going to wreck your brain, bro. You're going to wreck your brain. So I used to think, like, maybe it's the reason why they doing it. Yeah, they reason. They got a reason to do it. It ain't going to make no sense to us. But, hey, it is what it is, man. I learned to live in this life with that moral. Like, man, treat everybody like you want to be treated and watch for the crazies, bro. That's it.
Y'all know what it is. It's a humble game. ENT podcast. Man. Yeah, I know it's going to get that time, right? It's almost that time. Almost that time. So let me get y'all ready. Get ready for mindset. She's coming through. So, as I said before, if you drink, get your drink. If you smoke, get your smoke. Ready to go, kick your feet up, and lean back. So you got the game. We'll be right back.
The outside.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On
a
late night.
Yeah.
Got my back right. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing.
My forget what I did, big bad hunting. Please don't ask where I'm from, no assumptions. Mindset is getting paid, that's from nothing. OT putting in work in a bucket. If your man's out of line, I'ma whoop him. Loyalty and trust like losing a 100. Can't tell me nothing like Kanye, so hush it. Big bag, they big mad, I snatched it. Next, I detach it, talking mathematics. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing.
On a late night, got my bag right. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know. 563-999-3718. Y'all check for the second. To hit it up. If you're on the link, you know you want to call in. Talk to the queen. Y'all know we're here every Monday. Every Monday, we try to get y'all something special. So y'all, any further ado? My shit. In the building.
Yes, 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 yes. My name Mindset. I go by Global Mindset, spreading love, never hate. You already know from South Bronx. I do music, clothes. I'm into a lot of things. I'm a jack of all trades, man. I'm just staying out the way, striving and diving.
That's what's up. Yo, first and foremost, on behalf of me and the crew, I want to thank you so much for taking time out your life and your busy schedule. To sit down with us, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for
most
sure.
Appreciate.
For sure. All I respect what y'all doing, man. Y'all striving and diving as well, man. Just trying to, you know, leave y'all mark and, you know, speaking what's on y'all mind. And, you know, I just want to tap in what y'all was talking about earlier, man. It's a lot of shit going on out here, man. You just got to stay out the way and make your own money, man. Worry about your own pockets. And, you know, just don't get used to the bad habits. Like, once you make it out, practice something new. Don't be on the same bullshit.
There you go. That part. Yeah, that's fact. Mhm.
Okay. So, Mindset.
What's up?
You said a lot in the beginning. You touched on everything already. I want to go back a little bit. Growing up in New York. You're originally. From New York?
From South Bronx, yeah.
Okay, South Bronx. Okay.
Yeah,
so
Southern Boulevard,
up,
East Tremont.
Okay. So growing up, what was it like growing up in your time?
Personally, my life growing up, I was in foster care. You know, my living situation was very unstable. Growing up, I was always living from house to house. As a kid, but like as I got older, you know, I started living with my dad and stuff like that. It was tough, you know. I had a lot of friends. I was always the cool person, you know, like. But you know, like my family had a lot of you know, ups and downs, and I had to, you know, build myself a certain way in order to break the curses in my family, you know, like break the chains and the shackles that kept us from rising, you know. But other than that, man, my life is just full of challenges, man, till this day, you know? But it's definitely just staying positive. Like, I've always been a positive person, no matter what I've been through. Never wore my life on my sleeves. Like, always kept a smile on my face.
Yeah. You know, in my experience with music, sometimes I think the most talented people and are the most hurt people.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, because the more hurt you go through, the more, like, for example, Mary J. Blige, that woman went through hell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it made her music
better. Every song was a hit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, man.
So,
you have a lot more. It goes through experience. The same for, like, experience, like, you know, over time, it's but so much you can speak about when you live in the hood, or you just, you know, you, especially if you're an artist that don't want to, you know, just speak about what you've been going through or what you surrounded by, you know, like, so also, yeah, just being able to, your experience, like, that's what also, you know, your music speaks through your music.
Okay. All right, we'll go around. You want to know next question?
Oh, chill, Wilson.
Howard?
Hey, Master, I got a question for you.
What's up? Talk to me.
What's up with you? So listen, I'm pretty sure the viewers want to know, what is your inspiration for your music?
My inspiration, truthfully, is leaving a mark, man. Like, I feel like personally my music that I have right now is not the style that's in. You know, I have, like, work right now, I've been working on a music catalog, just different genres, you know, like, and
right.
It's just pretty much what inspires me is, like, my family, just trying to make a difference, you know, leaving a mark, actually, you know, doing something different that's going to, like, live forever, you know, like, and being able to travel the world. I want to have enough funds to travel the world and just experience life, man, to the fullest, like, my life in general, you know, like the shit that I
right.
see every day on a daily basis, my friends, the shit they go through, you know, people that I don't know, the things that I see that they go through is like, it's tough out here. So, you know, we all deserve to live a good life. And I feel like we all need that. Like, so that's my mission is to, you know, be able to wake up and not have no worries, no care in the world. You know what? I want to take a trip here. You know what? I want to invest in this, you know, like, just having that global mindset, like, and that's where that comes from. It's just being authentic, real, original, you know, outspoken, being true to yourself, loving, caring, having morals, you feel me? Like, not too many people have that anymore.
They don't, and a lot of people, they don't even have a good circle around them during these
exactly.
times, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Would you say that you have a good circle?
I'm not going to lie, me personally, I'm going to get to that. Like, I have a lot of people around me that not to say necessarily around me, that I grew up with. You know, I don't have too many new people. I haven't stepped outside of my zone really to meet any people outside of people that I grew up with. And a lot of them aren't good for me, you know. There's a lot of people that's going to get left behind. And it sucks, you know. It's like, damn, like, as much as you try to preach the good to them, like, yo, look, we can do this. This is what we can do to make it out or whatever. It's but so much you can drill into people because not a lot of people they're not as inspired as you are, or they're mad that you're pushing your limit, and they're just like sitting back watching you progress while they're just, you know, letting their life diminish, you know, like, so it's very challenging out here. Me personally, I say to myself, the people that I hang out with, they good vibes, you know, there's nothing, no drama, we on the same page, everybody's chasing the same dream, and they stay in their place, literally, like.
Much respect. I can respect that.
For real.
You mentioned something about, you know, your music being diverse and everything. One thing I can say as a music lover growing up myself is that's what the people really want. Nowadays, they want something fresh because everybody got the same sound. Everybody learning from somebody. Everybody, you know, getting their inspiration from somebody. But when somebody come with a fresh sound, that's how you leave your mark. And you could bring
exactly.
the diversity, like you said, just dabbing in different genres and everything. That's how you leave your mark.
It's all about frequency for me, too. People don't understand music is frequency. A lot of the music that's out right now is all evil, like most of it. So it's like that's the frequency that's in the air right now, just shooting, killing, robbing, stealing, knobbing, fucking sex, this, that. It's not about, like, real-life shit. Like, you know, like, it's different right now, like. I listen to a lot of old school music, and I be like, damn, like, these people, like, R&B, especially R&B, it's like, it's not the same. Like, the R&B now is still kind of disrespectful. It's like, you know, there's no sweet talking. There's no, you know, the men aren't crying for their women anymore. Women aren't, you know,
right.
crying for their men anymore. It's not the same. So it's like, it's definitely going to be a new change, though. I feel like right now there's a cleanup in the industry, especially with a lot of people that's passing away and stuff. It's going to be a whole fresh new people that's going to come in. And, you know, God willing, I'll be a part of that group. Right.
Hey, listen, I always say, I said this since the first episode, you start at the bottom, only way is what? Up. That's the only way you can go. Anybody who don't want to climb, you got to let them go. They lose weight.
Yep. That's that weight.
Anybody else got any questions?
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Through your rap careers, any artist ever really inspired you to start rapping for real?
I would say necessarily growing up, my inspirations, to be honest, in music was like I would say Lil Wayne, The Dream, you know, Mary, Jay-Z, like a lot of like old, like classic artists. But I think personally, my standpoint, like when I started doing music, it was because I was always managing artists, you know, always inspiring other artists and helping them with their music, until I felt like, you know what, nobody really appreciated what I was doing for them, and it wasn't working out. I just decided to do my own thing. I knew I always had it in me. So I just had to self-inspire myself, you know, and just push it to the limit for my own, because I seen what I could do for other people. I would literally get off the stage with my artists, and they'll be like, yo, people will be like, yo, I didn't know you do music. And I'll be like, that's not even my song, man. That's my artist song. You know, it's like, I feel it so much that, you know, I live through it. Like, so I think personally, I'm not really inspired by too many artists, because I don't really listen to artists, like, and be inspired by them in a sense. Like, I feel like every artist should have their own, like, sense of style. Like, if you got it, you got it, you know? Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of artists that's kind of forcing it, you know, like, but definitely I'm inspired by a lot of, like, Snoop Dogg, you know, a lot of classic artists, group artists as well, like, so my dad listened to a lot of classical artists and shit like that, so.
Oh, I feel that. I respect what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Your music going to get up there for real.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Yeah, honestly, I haven't really dropped any music. It's just me building a music catalog. Like, I feel like I want to build a catalog of at least 30 to 40 songs and then
right.
just drop crazy, you know? Like, so it could be mapped out a certain way. So it's going to be just different sounds, like, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, so you're building a catalog so you can kind of control what you push out yourself for her.
Exactly. Or, like, if somebody's like, yo, you don't got this type of sound, I'd be like, yes, I do. Look, listen to this. You know, like, it's already there. Like,
yeah,
and even
yeah,
if they
yeah,
even if they don't like
driving.
That, yeah, even if they don't mm-hmm. like that song, they know I can do that type of sound. You know, even if, like, I'm the type of artist, I'm very spontaneous. I can go into the studio, feel a vibe, and we can make some music, like, some magic. Like, I really love music. Like, it's something that's, like, embedded in me. It's a lot of artists that do it for the money, you know, like people don't realize you don't get money from being an artist. You get money from tours, merch, all those other things. It's not you just being an artist and just being in the limelight. That's not where the money comes. Like, it's a lot of work you got to put behind it.
It is.
Yeah,
and it
that.
Takes
it
hella
is.
Time.
So,
one point. How about this?
What's
right?
up?
I know the fans on the link, they really wanted to hear what you sound like. So how about this? Let's jump into the new track that you sent me.
Okay. So this track right here is called Armageddon. So this is me tapping in into a whole different sound. Like, if you listen to, like, my
okay.
other music, yeah, you'll be like, all right, so she's versatile in rapping too. You understand? Like, so me personally, I'm the type of melodic. I'm a melodic person. I like to harmonize melodic and calm driving vibes. Like, but when you hear this one is another, like, it's just, I feel like this is a hit right here. This shit is a hit. It's called Armageddon.
Okay, it sounds like it's the end for all this dead music out here. That's
yeah,
the man. Name for Armageddon.
So yo, y'all know the number 563-999-3718. Pick it up.
Hey, Rick it back. Believe me, if I want it, I'm Armageddon. I bet you won't forget me, I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice. Showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated.
You the biggest lame, living life so gracious. Why would I replace it? Dreaming bigger every day, taking trips to Mars. Diamonds sprinkle like the stars. I'm a star, I just wanna ball. Full course meals, we change the weather every year. I pray we make it out. Long nights up in the drought. Mama calling on my phone, hoping that I made it home. Jeans, I'm popping champagne in a Maybach. Remember way back, family ties, yeah, they try to break that. Had to flex on my ex, yeah, I had to do it fast. Knowing that she wouldn't lie, had to run up me a bag. I've been through some shit, you cannot replace that. You just said some shit, I ain't wanna hear that. I'm the rookie of the year, took my shot and made the winning score. Fuck with me, I promise you gon' ball upper echelon. Farming like a Megatron, baby, I'm a don. Eating filet mignon, baby, whip it up, I'm on. Believe me, if I want it, I'm Armageddon. I bet you won't forget me, I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice. Showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated. You the biggest lame, living life so gracious. Why would I replace it?
Woo!
Get me, I'ma play it cool. Oh my God, showed you love, I did it twice. Appreciate you, man.
We was, did y'all hear that?
Hey, yo. I don't normally do this, okay? But with your permission, can I play that motherfucker one more time?
Yeah, play that shit one more time, man.
Let's go.
Hey, viewers, y'all got to tune in. Look, cut the TV off. Y'all got to tune in.
Let's go. Free buzz, man. Come on.
Let's go. Yes, sir. Wait till he hear this.
He's waiting for you. We outside.
Oh. Believe me, if I want it, I'm Armageddon. I bet you won't forget me, I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice. Showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated. You the biggest lame, living life so gracious. Why would I replace it? Dreaming bigger every day, taking trips to Mars. Diamonds sprinkle like the stars. I'm a star, I just wanna ball. Full course meals, we change the weather every year. I pray we make it out. Long nights up in the drought. Mama calling on my phone, hoping that I made it home. Jeans, I'm popping champagne in a Maybach. Remember way back, family ties, yeah, they try to break that. Had to flex on my ex, yeah, I had to do it fast. Knowing that she wouldn't lie. Promise you gon' ball upper echelon. Forming like a Megatron. Baby, I'm a don. Eating filet mignon. Baby, whip it up, I'm on. Believe me, if I want it, I'm Armageddon. I bet you won't forget me, I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice. Showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated. You the biggest lame, living life so gracious. Why would I replace it?
Why would I replace it? We living life so gracious.
Can y'all imagine riding through the hood with that bump? And they'd be like, who is that?
Come on.
Thank you, man. Y'all can't wait to do the video for this, man. The visuals for this got to be, it got to be a bop, man.
For real.
I have my little nephew dancing.
She's really right now. If y'all speakers are still working, y'all definitely need to go and get ready to get that song, man.
Oh, God.
Right.
Tell your cousin, tell your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin's cousin. Shit is on fire right now.
Appreciate it, God. Real shit.
This is how we bring it in 2023? Uh-oh, my
yeah,
God. All this jealous. Oh, no.
This one is it. That one's it, though, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to be going down south in March. I'm going to take this song right down there and try to get somewhere to perform it. Yeah. I got some family out there.
You got it. The look,
Thank you, sound. Appreciate
you. Got
you.
It. Very humble.
Bless.
So look,
hey, listen,
when you
big and all that, right, you remember that you was on HBE. You heard me. Don't forget about that.
For sure. Listen, I will never forget about people that show me love, man. Huh?
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
So, you know, I say, growing up, I know you're young, but because of the age you are, time kind of sped up real fast. You know what I'm saying? From your generation, you know what I'm saying? So you have seen how, and you heard, so you're being smart and doing research from music from before you were born. You see how music changed. How do you feel about staying independent or looking for a deal or anything like that? How would you handle that situation?
Me personally, I want to stay independent, but I'd want to work with a group of professionals, like people with professionalism, like, you know, professional producers, professional engineers, professional staff, like manager. Like, I really don't want to be signed to no label, to be honest. Like, I don't want to be tied down to no one telling me when I can drop music, what type of music I can drop. Because I could make a song today that's some sad shit, and then the next day I could make some party shit, you know, like, and I'm going to want to drop it or something, you know. So it's like, I don't want to be limited. Like, and me personally, it's not really about getting the fast money, you know, like, because right now,
I'm calling it borrowed money.
It's definitely borrowed money. And then it's like these labels out here nowadays, you can't really trust them. So it's like you could just get another, you know, they fucking kill you and get you whatever, all types of crazy shit. Okay. Like, it's all types of shit.
Hit on $200,000, hit on a 4-year deal. They throw you the
and
money
then
up front,
you know,
and
2 months later, you dead.
Paying it back.
Yep. Not only that, 2 months later, you dead.
You're
crazy shit.
Problem.
So it's like, it's tricky. Like, you independent, you could, you know who's around you. You ain't got to deal with too much people. You know, like, it's family. It's a family-based business, you know? Rather than, like, dealing with professionals that could work under the table with each other behind your back, and, you know, you don't want to deal with none of that. Even though you're going to deal with that with people around, you know, there's always going to be that one person, like, but it's like a liability.
I got you.
Man.
I'm definitely
it's not worth
fine.
It. It's liability. It's not worth it, like, personally. Like, right now, me personally, if I can go on tour, that's what I really want to do. I just want to tour. Like, we can make all the bread off touring. Like, we be out, travel the world, touring. That's how the baby's doing it. He's been doing it for years. Like, right now, he don't have to drop no music because he's so independent that he toured since the moment he came out as an artist till now. You understand? And he's banking. Like, even through all the trials and tribulations that he went through, lost out, whatever, he's independent. He's gaining all his money, like.
Definitely much respect.
A lot of them say they don't want a deal, but they'll take a distribution deal. They don't want, like, a contract.
A distribution deal?
Yeah.
What's that? That's different. I
didn't
hear that. What's that?
Yeah, that's more like where they'll spread you out there. You know what I'm saying? They get money off of how... Yeah, they get money off your album from what they dish out.
Okay.
So
it's pretty
how
much,
much
like a promotion, like a promotion team.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Distribution deals, you can make money based off of how many albums you sell and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like TLC, if y'all remember that group, they had a 360 distribution deal, and that was when they ended up taking a bunch of money up front. And
yeah, but they still ended up broke.
Basically, they was told by their label that they was getting a certain amount of money for each album sale, and they said it was getting by like something like 65 cents an album or something, and they went in debt.
Yeah, yep.
They went in debt, and they actually had to own their own record label because their sales didn't make the money, the amount of money that was fronted to them by their label. So that's kind of like a double-edged sword with a distribution deal, unless you get a good label that won't try to mess you over or put you in debt.
Yeah, at this point, it's a doggy dog world out there. Like, most people right now are just doing whatever it takes for them to be on top. You know, they got an opportunity, they take it. And it's, you know, some people be really hungry for it, that they just be like, fuck it, I'll take the deal. I've been striving for too long. Let me just take this deal.
Right,
like,
they so hungry.
Okay,
that, yeah,
this,
they
put 2 mil.
All the negative,
you know, that 2 mil ain't nothing.
That
2 million ain't nothing because you... Yeah, but think about it. You got to worry about everybody that you done promised you going to take care of. And
right.
Other shit, you got to, you know, that shit going to be minutes before, you know, that shit going to burn. Mm-hmm. That shit going to be done. Then you got to go and drop an album. That album might not even bump the way you think it's going to hit, like, because the people don't want to hear that type of sound. So it's tricky. Like, this music shit is tricky. That's why me personally, I do music for the love of it, you know? Like, I don't do it to necessarily be like, you know what? I'm going to be the next one up, or, you know, I see myself doing multitude of things, music, fashion, being on TV, acting, all types of shit. So it's like I'm open to all that right now.
And that's good. You take every good opportunity that comes your way. If it sounds good and it look good, then you go in and trust your gut.
It's a platform, it's all platforms to keep building myself up there, you know? That's all.
Like right now, by day, it's not even by day. I'm going to say by night, I'm a forklift driver. But, see, I'm also an aspiring artist, so my music is ringing through my jaw right now. People are like, who is that? Oh, who is he?
That's how you
so
do
my,
it.
My music is just starting to get out there.
Yeah, as you travel, you play it, you're going to start seeing people's reactions. It feels good when you start to see people's reaction to your music, and you don't know them. You don't tell them it's you either. You just see people's face. They're looking around like, you feel it? Like, they feeling the frequencies. They're like, oh, this is different. Like, you can't deny it. It's like something you can't deny, you know? That's why, like, I tell people all the time, like, eventually, you're not going to have any choice. You're not going to have a choice but to want to listen to my music or, you know, like my music, because it's just something about it. It's just going to hit certain points. That's going to be undeniable.
And another thing I want to touch on is, if y'all don't know, when you are an artist, aspire artist, you got to watch out for baiters too. A baiter is someone who comes to you that say, hey, we can make it here, we can do all this, that, and this and that, and then they just completely disappear on you.
Mm-hmm.
I had that at my job. I was blasting music. This dude, he's a... you know, he's a DJ. He makes beats. He also works at my job. He came over, oh, man, that joint's fire, because I had a plan on a loudspeaker. Oh, that's fire, man. I heard him. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to work with you. I'm going to send you some beats and all that. Next thing you know, he gave me his phone number, gave me his email, then he disappeared. Now I don't hear nothing from him.
Yeah, that's how it be. That's because sometimes they be too, like, they inspired, but it's too much for them. Like, you know, they got discouraged about their own craft. So it's like sometimes, like, it's a good and bad thing being a good artist, like, because, you know, it's a lot of competition out here. Me personally, I don't look at it as competition. Everybody should be in their own lane, like I say, you know. I love music, so if I hear music and I feel like, yo, this is something, it's something. I don't give a fuck who you are, how you look, you know, like, it just sounds good. It sounds good. That's it, like. I'm gonna lock in though with your I'm gonna take an Instagram down so I could lock in with you too on your music.
Well, I don't have social media due to personal reasons, so
what you,
I got
you have
Facebook,
your music,
but I don't have IG and all that. You feel me?
Okay.
I got a Facebook, and I'm making a page for my music. But
you got your music on any platforms right now?
No, I don't. I just got all my singles.
Okay.
I got my singles with me, but I can sing you some.
Yeah, if I
you can check out,
that's the same
one
with me.
Or two,
I
see how you like
music.
It.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. My last question for you You know, we ain't going to hold everybody up tonight. My last question for you is, what is some advice you can give an up-and-coming artist, whether old, young? What's some advice you can give them?
Me, my advice to you is just to be original. Don't second-guess yourself. Be open to different sounds and play around with it. Like, you know, like sometimes, like, the world needs to hear something different. And you might be that person that might change the sound, you know, or create a new sound. So just be inspired by, you know, life and be an open book to it. Like, you know, don't be afraid to express yourself and just be patient with yourself and don't rush your process. Like, shit, me personally, stay blessed up. Don't watch other people's progress. Worry about yourself. And that's it, man. If you believe in yourself, you won't make it.
There it is.
That's it.
Coming from my set.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do one more long set song. We're going to go into that one song and come back and wrap it up with nine sets.
Yes, yes. And get materials and shit like that.
We back. You already know. That's that mindset and buzz. That's on fire.
Yes, yes.
That video fire too.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah, for a fact, I sent you. I had sent you the video I just recently did too, to the song "Root" that I had. I recently just did that. I dropped it last month.
Okay, definitely.
Check. I sent it to your number, so check that one out.
Hey, you definitely got some fans, boy. I'm definitely inspired.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. That means a lot, real shit, though, for real, man, because I feel like we should all be inspired by each other, you know? We all should be inspired by each other. Real shit.
So where's the next drop?
You know, it's something good when you know, speak to another artist and then bring out that originality in you again and be like, oh, yeah, she's so real. She inspired me to just, oh, make sure I'm still being myself.
Yeah, dropping, Mindset?
You said what?
When you gonna drop something?
Oh, so right now Armageddon's up for it to be dropping. It should be dropping by Monday, no later than Monday.
Okay, Monday, okay.
Yeah, Armageddon.
On all platforms?
It's gonna be on all platforms, SoundCloud, everything. iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm about to get that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right now,
we got to tune in. You see what you did?
I got one song on all platforms right now. It's called Miss Me. It's called Miss Me. It's on all platforms. And I also have like about 3 songs on SoundCloud as well. I'm going to give you the information so y'all could check in. You could spread it to the
world. Definitely. Yeah, we're going to need that. We're going to go ahead and get the Dre. He could forward it to us.
Yeah,
like I said, I only got Facebook, but I can still get a hold of the music.
Yes. SoundCloud got you don't need no social media for that. You could just hit the link and I go take straight to music.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely down here. We down here in Baltimore, so I'm definitely gonna forward the music.
Okay,
get it out
dope,
there much
dope,
as I can.
Dope.
Yeah.
For sure, man. I'm gonna send you yo, if anything, send him Armageddon so he could run that shit down there.
Oh, God.
You heard?
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, send that shit. I want him to run that shit out there. They're going to fuck with that one.
I'm telling you.
Bless that shit on the big figures. You feel me?
Yeah,
real,
I'm telling you. Once that drop,
I'm
telling you, you're going to feel it. Once that drop hits, I'm like, oh, nah, this is shit. With, especially performing it. This shit is a vibe, right? I performed it for the first time, and that shit had the niggas going crazy in there.
I'm trying to tell you. Nothing but good things coming for you.
Appreciate you, yo. Likewise. Boomerang. Real shit. Boomerang.
You know what I'm saying? You hit that melody, it just did something to me. I swear, yo. Like, if you hit that melody, yo.
I'm sorry, we done met a dangerous artist out here. And he said, you don't need guns to shoot them dead. You heard that music?
That's all it is now.
So real quick, Mindset, let everybody know, if they want to reach out to Mindset, if they want to hear Mindset music, if they want to get their Mindset, how can they do that?
Listen, and you can follow my Instagram. It's at Meganism, M39ANISM, M39ANISM. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Global Mindset. And, honestly, man, I don't really have too much social media. Instagram, you can find everything. And then you can hit the link on my Instagram and it'll take you to everything, all my music. And all that stuff.
I want to thank you. Well, first of all, I tell you, this is your show. I'm saying this is your show. This is your home. Anytime you want to
much love.
Get your music played or get it sent. But it's going to be played every. We have 5 shows on this network. So it's going to be played, definitely.
Yes.
And anything else you want to bring over, feel free, call in, whatever, man.
Got you.
So much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate y'all. One love, always, man.
Always, Mindset. Pleasure to have
always.
You on the show.
Global. Spread love, never hate. Yo, y'all have a blessed night.
Hey, take it easy.
You too.
Yo, likewise.
Yeah.
make it bad.
Believe me, if I want it, I'm an Armageddon. I bet you won't forget me, I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice. Showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated. You the biggest lame, living life so gracious. Why would I replace it? Dreaming bigger every day, taking trips to Mars. Diamonds sprinkle like the stars. I'm a star, I just wanna ball. Full course meals, we change the weather every year. I pray we make it out. Long nights up in the drought. Mama calling on my phone, hoping that I made it home. Jeans are popping champagne in a Maybach. Remember way back, family ties, yeah, they try to break that. I had to flex on my ex, yeah, I had to do it fast. Knowing that she wouldn't last. You cannot replace that. You just said some shit, I ain't wanna hear that. I'm the rookie of the year, took my shot and made the winning score. Fuck with me, I promise you gon' board upper echelon. Forming like a Megatron, baby, I'm a don. Eat it in filet mignon, baby, whip it up, I'm on. Believe me, if I want it, I'm an Armageddon. I bet you won't forget me, I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice. Showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated. You the biggest lame, living life so gracious. Why would I replace it?
Yo, every show can't be like this, bro. You heard?
That's fire, man.
I'm telling y'all, viewers, y'all heard it. Y'all heard from Mindset. I'm telling y'all. We told y'all from episode one. Y'all got to tune in. This podcast so fire, I can't even touch my phone right now.
Yeah, real lit, man.
And we gotta give a shout out. I definitely gotta give a shout out to my man Dre. Y'all know he the one that holds it down.
It's all the big bro.
Y'all just learning about us, but y'all know about him.
All right, we wouldn't be on here if it wasn't for him.
Exactly. We give credit where it's due.
And always say this, man. It ain't no need if it ain't people that be there for a brother. You know what, bro? A lot of times people think when they say hold me down, people talk about money or this and that or finances or material things or voice and time is the most important thing to give a person. Because at any time, you don't know what that person is going through. That person could be going through a worse situation in their life. But a conversation can take your mind totally away from your problem.
That's right. Okay, so
communication is the key, bro. So I appreciate y'all, man, for even the reasoning. Little old man.
Man.
Hey, listen, we just two humble brothers that you instilled division into. That's all.
Well, man,
you got two young brothers that you could pass your vision on to.
There you go, brother. Open doors. I told you how to do it. Open doors to the next generation. And the next generation is the future. And that's what we do here. A humble game. Entertainment. Range just a podcast. Family.
Yes, sir. Hey, y'all heard it from him himself. Y'all heard.
My
not the only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate you. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Money only thing I'm calculating. Money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hating. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation. If you owe me money, pay me, I'm impatient. And if I owe you money, shit, you gon' keep waiting. I don't owe nobody shit. Take care of my business, I'm legit. Can't fuck with my team, we do, we quit. Throw me a bag, but I make a flip. On point, bet you'll never see me slip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. Top speed when I'm flossing with a whip. G5 when I'm flying, taking trips. If you see me, know my presence is a gift. Too lit, I mean all these haters sick. It's a nasty world, you already know the clip. My money only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Money only thing I'm calculating. Money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hating. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Oh, this girl thinks she the shit now. Bougie as hell, now she getting money. We should chill back in the day. That bitch was broke back when I was getting it.
Wow, so you don't got time for me? Start your little career now. Now you don't even know nobody. Fuck out of here, bitch. That shit gon' work.
That's when you see the true colors in these frenemies. All up in my face and behind my back is different energy. They don't want me to win. They would rather see the end of me. You'd be surprised what people do over jealousy. Listen, I keep my circle at the minimum. If they ain't on my level, best believe me, I ain't friending them. Old friends, they mad now. They said that I ain't helping them. But where were you when I was in the trenches? I was struggling. Now I'm in my bag and you mad cause I'm doubling, not juggling.
Tables is turning, it's puzzling. Every time I check my money coming in.
Every time I check my money coming in.
Every time I check my money coming in.
Every time I check my money coming in. My money only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. My money only thing I'm calculating. Money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting. I'm getting to the money. My money come conquering. I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry. Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting. I'm getting to the money. My money come conquering. I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry. Money only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation. Money only thing I'm calculating. Money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Got the OG4 in the building.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so if y'all want, we got a little bit of time. If anybody feel free to call in and give their thoughts about, you know, mindset as an up-and-coming artist, y'all know the number. Go ahead and tune in. Give y'all thoughts because y'all already know. If you don't know the number, then you already know the call. And the number to call, 563-999-3718. Give your thoughts if you want, but I'm going to let y'all know this. Mindset came and rocked the podcast. Ain't no way nobody can dispute that. I'm feeling like No Life Shaq. Shout out to No Life Shaq. I'm feeling like No Life Shaq right now.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, she really came and did her thing. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the music. You know, all being humble, just a good experience.
again, you don't find too many humble artists out there now. It's a lot of up and coming artists that's hungry and they don't care who toes they got to step on to make it. But mindset right. already got her mind made up. She wants her own team, people she can believe in that's going to believe in her, to share her vision. That's what she wants. She don't want none of these deals out here. She want a solid team. That's what she looking for. So,
okay, you know,
if you like minded, you hungry, ambitious, you share that vision, you hear the music, and you're a producer or anything, you go ahead and talk business with her. She going to be up and coming. And if you don't take this chance, you're going to wish you did.
Yeah, it's all about timing. For everybody got a chance. If you keep striving, you always got a chance in this. Always. It's too easy now. It's not easy, but it's because of social media. See, back then when I was growing up, there wasn't too many social media platforms that we could put our music on. So we always put our music on tape. Let me hand video DJ. Yo, here's my tape. But nowadays, all you gotta do is hit two or three buttons, and your music is all over the world.
Everywhere. That's how it is now. It's so easy to do things with electronics. Now you can just, one, two, three taps, you following your favorite artist just like that.
For real.
And our viewers, we appreciate y'all for listening in. Y'all already know. We humble. So we going to appreciate y'all coming through. You know that. Y'all got y'all little drinky drink. It's probably almost gone. Y'all weed is almost gone. But guess what? We still here. Y'all know.
Hey, humble to the max. You know what I'm saying? But I can't wait to get that song so I can blast that. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Hey, from the South Bronx to Baltimore, they gonna hear it. They gonna hear it.
They really gonna hear it. They gonna feel it.
Right. So look, guys, I was on the internet last night, and I came across a 50 Cent interview. Shout out to Dick Boy and 50. And I was hearing 50 explain something about the Super Bowl, where Jay-Z, he felt that Jay-Z had a problem with him being at the Super Bowl in the show. But and the man said he wouldn't do it if 50 Cent wasn't there. What do you guys think? You think Jay-Z has something to do with that, or the NFL didn't want to take
it? I think it had to be probably a mix. It had to be a mix. A mix of, you know, Jay-Z and the NFL. Because, you know, strings don't get pulled unless it's from two sides. That's my opinion. Don't shoot the messenger. Strings get pulled from two sides.
Any side could be playing the field. Yeah, I feel. I agree.
So, Dickie is just saying that how him and Jay always have problems in. Pretty Jay holds some grudge against him type shit. But in the end right now, if 50 not there, I'm not doing it.
I do think that to an extent it's a misunderstanding between the both of them as artists.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's deeper than what people already know in the media.
Oh yeah, of course. It's a lot of bad things people don't talk about.
He Yeah, I think it's more to it. And, you know, can't really speak on too much or low about, but I hope all everything worked out with that situation, you know. It's a lot
definitely
going on for people to be beefing at the, in this time of age.
Yeah. But, oh, you just lost the caller.
Okay.
Yeah. You can say regular Gojo and leaving. You can say picture book. But, yeah, what y'all got on plans for a week? Yeah, you're going back to work. Oh, you sleep, right?
Well, I'm off work till Wednesday, so I'm going to enjoy these last few days, you know, spend time with the family, you know, play the game. Y'all know how it is. Like y'all, like we told you episode one, we gamers. Gamers at the heart. Gamers at the heart. It don't matter if you're 4 or 40. If you love the game, then that's your thing.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be gaming for real.
Yeah, I don't know if too many people are wrestling fans, but I follow wrestling, and I've been watching a whole lot of things going on with that.
Man, I'm with this wrestling, bro.
Come on, your door. You gonna answer the door? You want to answer the door?
Yeah.
Who at the door?
Who we got?
Jesse Rabbit Gentleman. I was listening to the podcast from the first.
Yeah, give it up.
We got who?
HB Dev and Dre Star, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I was listening to, what was that, Armageddon by Mindset?
Yeah.
I needed to hear that thing 3 damn times. So where can I go to listen to her music, her catalog, if she has one?
It's a global Mindset
mm-hmm.
at all platforms. Global Mindset.
Okay, on all platforms. Global Mindset, I'm on that.
Global Mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
go
and that
ahead,
game, by
go
the way,
me,
that, yeah, uh-huh.
Sure, go ahead.
So, just to keep it all the way cute, just to go back to the conversation that you gentlemen were having regarding that the kid that did that insane act of violence against his mother, it was for an Oculus, actually. I believe he made a purchase or something like that. Mhm. For a little VR headset. Yeah. I have one. I don't even use it. How about that? I could have sent that shit on over. Anyways, none of my business,
sure,
but hey, the media made it our business, right? So anyway, yeah, I mean that song was absolutely fire. And I'm definitely going to be chiming in and I'm really liking your set. And yeah, you definitely have a listener.
Thank you. Wait, you know what? Since you bring that back up, Jess, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead. I may have an answer.
Growing up, we always feared, I mean, our kids always had that fear. Not the scary fear, but knowing that I better not do that, I'm going to beat my ass. You know what I mean? You just raised
mm-hmm.
that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right. Well,
we live in
a world right now with that gentle parenting bullshit. But anyway, some kids just need to get their asses beat. I take it back to the old school, you know, the olden days where, you know, sometimes tough love is just what's necessary in the household. But then that's actually, you know, the topic for another type of conversation. And some people just really, right now,
look,
this day and age, they're really not ready to have it.
No, look, my question was, First of all, at this time, should we be afraid of our kids?
Who?
Because of the social media and
who should be afraid of the kids? I mean, that. But see, I'm listening. I'm sorry, Trey Star.
Yeah, like, should we be afraid of our kids? Because of the
should we be afraid of our kids in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
Well, I believe that it starts in the home. I guess that I would say hell no. It should definitely be the children shouldn't even be afraid of the parents. It should be that respect factor, you know. And that's something that the home nowadays has really strayed away from because of the, you know, things that happened in the 80s and the 90s. I'm just going to go there with the 80s and the 90s that are the adults today that are the parents today, you know, and I'm going to include myself in that because, you know, I see the different parenting styles that, you know, just what's going on, that gentle parenting style. Where the hell did that shit come from? But I'm just going to keep that, you know, like I said, I'm just going to keep it cute because that's definitely a different conversation for another day. And I'm not trying to have anybody, you know, try to come at me because my mouth is slick. So I'm not trying to go there. I just think that, you know, people want to make change, you know, with their, you know, change what's going on with what's going on in the house and not repeat the patterns and just, you know, omit, you know, different types of chastising and punishment and discipline, you know, because of what happened in their house. And, you know, right now we're dealing with, you know, people that are, you know, that are adults that have children that were raised, you know, in a not so great setting and were abused. So when they figure that they grow up, they make their, you know, they have their family, they're not going to be so hard on their kids. Well, guess what I learned? That shit doesn't fucking work. Sorry to curse. This is a family show, isn't it?
No,
anyway, it just doesn't work.
You can speak your mind.
I'm saying,
it's all good.
Yeah, and they just so happened to be on a freaking my New Year's resolution was to stop the weed. Okay, so I'm kind of mad at myself because my hands are shaking. I haven't done this in a whole long time. You know that, Dre Star. And but I am sipping on some pretty damn decent wine. That's for sure.
There you go.
Enjoying the conversation. I just believe that the family, the family dynamic has definitely changed in that respect. And it's gone to the point of where, you know, the roles have been reversed, you know, and it should, you know, I'm just not with the gentle parenting thing. I'm the grown up. I pay the bills, and it's not beat down or lay down. It's nothing like that. It's just the respect factor. My kid's not my equal. I run the show, you know, and that's the fuck it. You don't like it? I don't know what to tell you. Tough titty said the kitty, but the milk's still good. Go to your room.
There you go.
I'll talk to you later. You know what I mean? I'll talk to you when your attitude improves. See, that's you know, it's just a lot of different things. It's just how people raise their kids and what they do. You know, I'm not blaming old girl or what. I don't know what the hell happened. I wasn't there. But I just know one thing's for sure. That shit went all the way too far because now the iPad and the social media and this and that's the babysitter today, you know? And so they have those influences, and there's no regard for consequences. Like, don't you agree?
Yeah.
I tell my daughter all the time, this is not the Kardashian-Jenner household, honey. It's not any of us, okay?
You got that right. I share your views as a father too. I'm my kid's father. I ain't their friend.
Mhm.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter called me bro today. I'm not your bro. I'm your mom.
That's right.
I'm not your bro.
You know, it's all gamers in here. You know what I'm saying? So really, you know.
I used to be a gamer.
The 13 and 12 year old kids cursing us out. You know what I'm saying? It's like all that anger these kids have in their heart. Like, you cannot play one basketball game with someone saying you suck or you trash or the first conversation is anger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And that's these young kids. They got a lot of anger. They put it right on these video games. You know, they come into the, you play the game, they full of rage. And we all grown men. Mm-hmm. I'll be shocked. 9-year-old, 10-year-old saying, man, suck my dick. I'm like, whoa. Whoa.
What?
Oh, I need to grab my belt.
See, that's why I got off the game. I, you know, there's a couple folks that know me when I used to game. I let them know right now, if you're a kid, get the hell out of my lobby. I'm not playing with any kids. And they sit up there, try to get some flicking. I'm like, you know what, put your mom on the phone. Because I don't think you know what I'm saying? Like, put your mom on the phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not on the phone, but on the mic. Like, you know, it's just like, put your mom on the mic. You know what I mean? I bet you your dad won't say that shit. You know what I mean? I used to say all kinds of stuff. I'll talk that trash right back to him. But I learned that you can't put your mindset, you know, you can't put your mind, you know, in the same, you know, setting as a child. So I'm with the shits, but I'm here to play, you know, if I'm going to play a game, I'm going to play the game. But these kids really do harbor this anger and stuff like that. Why? Because they're not getting the attention, that one-on-one that we used to have way back when. Now they're being raised by the internet or influenced by the internet. If that makes any sense, gentlemen.
It does. It makes a whole lot of sense.
I believe a lot of them need to be won back.
That too. They're hypnotized. And they also think that there's no consequences and they can respond.
Right. And the way the economy's set up now, parents are barely home because, you know, we have to make a living. So we're gone 10-plus hours a day, and the internet is raising our children.
How about that? But either that or what is it, that or that's one of the first things that we do when we just need a break, a minute, pass the phone to the kid or the baby or whatever. Here, you know, look, they really look so cute. They know how to play the game. No, that is not cute. Because then the next thing you know, they're not listening. They stuck to the game. They're addicted. They're hypnotized. They're stuck. Got to unstick them.
See, I'm a fan of, I don't know if y'all ever heard, for all our viewers, I'm a fan of Pootie Tang. What that is
Pootie Tang, that's
that superhero. He got a belt. But see, me, that's what I do for bad-ass little kids. When they want to cuss through the phone when they or the game or whatever you want to call it, just throw your belt through the phone. What in the world? So fast, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, we can play a game called Tear That Ass Suck.
Well, man, they ain't gonna know what to do.
Well, now we're in a day and age of, you know, gentle parenting. How do you feel about that?
Oh yeah.
Who's feeling?
You know, that's the age where, come on, everybody, we all are all friends here. You can stay out till midnight. You're only 9 years old.
Oh, you hit your kid.
How dare you yell at your child?
Well, we don't do that over here. We get them a talking to you.
Exactly.
Hey, okay. How does that help?
And then when your child is yelling at you, go away. Well, how that's working out for you? How was that gentle talking working out for you?
Right.
I'm going to be real, right? I learned something. If you give your child all your time, you gonna have a problem.
And that man, I would have gave it to him the first time you did.
But I was with my kids for the first 6 years of their life. I was with them, right? And I never had to spank them. Because they were always with me. They were every single day. I was at work and everything like that. So, but it's just, I think it's the time that they can apply so much. And the school and the situation that get them, you know, into that type of person.
Mm-hmm. Jessa, you're trailing off. I really can't hear you that well.
Oh, basically, I was just saying that.
I think the more time you spend with your child, the better they will react to you.
So the more time you give your kid, the better they will react to you.
Well, because they know you, they see your struggle, they see what you, because you have that platform. What, I wouldn't say platform, you giving them that something, that you're giving them time, you're showing them who you are, what you do, the interaction, you know, it just, you're just being completely who you are with them. And they see your struggle and everything that you do to produce, you know, them, and appreciate that so much more, because they're not around you 24/7. And when you do make the time to spend time with them, or when they have time to come to be with you, then they have the opportunity to, you know, relish in the moment and value every waking moment, because it, you know, it's that thing that money can't buy. The memories that you develop that don't have anything to do with the outside world. And I believe that's the problem nowadays, is the outside world being the influential, you know, party in our children, in the children's lives, as opposed to the parents. So there's a definite role reversal.
Right.
Anyway, I just want to jump in, speak my piece, say hello, gentlemen, and I got to get going. Is real. I really love the podcast. I'm going to definitely download, you know, say bookmark your site. And do you have an Instagram? What platforms are you guys on? Facebook, Spotify,
no.
SoundCloud. Like, what is it?
You can follow me on Facebook under Howard Norris.
All right, definitely we'll do that for sure. Keep doing what you're doing. You guys sound terrific. I'm feeling it. However, somebody needs to put a damn 9-volt battery in that freaking smoke detector. It's a peeve of mine. Have a good night, gentlemen. You guys are great.
You too. We want to thank Jesse for tapping in. Much appreciated. Thank you for the love and support, and give your honest opinion on a couple situations that you heard. Definitely, definitely appreciate it.
Thanks for staying humble. We appreciate the questions, the answers. We appreciate you as a whole.
And this is why we're doing this. We're doing this for y'all to have, you know, another outlet. You know, something else for y'all to stimulate y'all mind. A safe place. There you go. Home. HB Entertainment is home. Humble Gang, y'all know. This is home.
Yo, I want to thank y'all, man. Yo, everybody be safe. Have a great week. We'll be back at you next Monday. Same time, same network. We are here. Thank you.
Definitely a pleasure. Definitely.
Whoa. Baby, we can get close. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Baby, we can get closer. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend I come home. No lie, I'm trying to spend some time with you. Like, no lie, I'm trying to put this dick on you. No lie, I'm trying to smoke a vibe with you. Dope, baby, show me what that mouth do. It's just something that you do, and I want to pursue it. Have you in the newest, baby? Take you to the bedroom, shorty, that's the red room. Hit you with back shots, baby. Then I'm flipping on your side. Girl, I know you like it, I can see you in my future. And I ain't even psyched, got you ripping on the sheets. I love it when you ride it, put you on some
to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Baby, we can get closer. I'm talking real, real close. Happy to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Addicted to your body. And baby, I'm an addict. If a nigga disrespect you, then I'ma call some heavy. We can fly across the globe. And I ain't even brag. Made you come so many times. She said it feel like magic. It's just something that you're doing. I wanna pursue it. How these bitches clueless, baby? They wanna know